Money FM 89.3, the best of Saturday mornings. Beautiful Places with Neil Humphreys on Weekend Mornings with Glenn Van Zutphen on Money FM 89.3.
And where are we off to today, young Neil?
I step back in time, my friend, to my original kampong, as everybody knows, Topayu, where you and I are sitting right now. This week, the National Heritage Board revamped their Topayu Heritage Trail. And I went along with a healthy dose of skepticism, meaning I've written books about Topayu. Everybody knows I'm from Topayu. I was very much impress me. Tell me something I don't already know. Because if it's a revamped trail, you have to give me and others a reason to do it, right? Fair enough. Well, it gave me loads. I mean, off the top of my head, number one, the location of the first NTUC supermarket in Singapore was Topayu. I had no idea.
Is that right?
Yep. I'm so disappointed.
Where was it?
It's still there.
It's
the one beside Courts.
I hope they've refreshed it in the years.
Not by much, I have to be honest, which I kind of like. It's beside Courts in Topayu Central.
Yep.
I'm annoyed just for the lack of serendipity. It was actually the second Fair Price I ever went into in Singapore, but it was my regular one. It's still there. It was so popular when they launched it, they had to close the doors every 2 hours.
What?
To stop overcrowding, because they'd never seen anything like it. And it was set up to deal with, coming back to your point, gangster town, Topayu.
Chicago town.
Chicago.
Yep.
A lot of fleecing was going on in Topayu.
Oh, is that right?
A lot of extortion, there's nothing else to call it, from stores, from mini marts and so on. So in response
it was
to
that, it was a bare knuckle town in those days, wasn't it?
So almost in response to that, the unions got involved and so we have to set up a supermarket with fair fixed pricing, hence NTUC Fair Price. That was first. Number two.
Awesome.
Everybody knows, I would say, the VIP block, the famous VIP block, 19th stories, block 53, where the Queen went, where, you know, Australian Prime Minister John Gorton went, where Singapore's second president, Benjamin Shears, went. It was the block that the PAP took everybody to.
Kind of the poster child, huh?
Very much so, because it was to show, there was a cynical element to it. It was to show, look at us, we're open for business. We're an independent nation, but look what we're doing. Look what we're building. So they would take you to the top floor of this round VIP block in the center of Topayu, which is famously where the Queen went. Mm. But what was interesting to me, I knew that. What I didn't know, there was this banjo-shaped road that was literally the VIP road. And there's famous photographs of the Queen's entourage pulling up there.
Okay.
It's still there. It's now part of the HDB gardens, and they've just made it a walkway. So when you look down, you can still see the original VIP road that was taken by the Queen and the Prime Ministers and so on. Luckily for me, it was pure coincidence. I happened to be standing beside friend of the show, Jerome Lim, who, of course, is the heritage guy. He's written books. He was the boy that the Queen met when the Queen went to his flat in this block. And I'm standing outside that very apartment that he lived in as a child. He's now in his late 60s now. And he's showing me, I met the Queen off the lift here. We walked into the apartment here. So that was fantastic. And the third thing, all roads lead back to me. I found a Dagenham connection, which, of course, is my English hometown.
Yep.
Because on this updated trail, and this is very, very important, it shines a light on the pioneer generation of young factory workers who for the first time were female in Singapore, late 60s. So, of course, Topayu, being the first complete HDB town in Singapore, had an industrial component, which is still there. It's much smaller, but it's still there. Mm. On that very site, just behind Topayu Central, was the first real factory of a healthy number of female factory workers. Now, you cannot underestimate the impact that this female labor force had on early Singapore in the early days of independence. Real trailblazers. And purely coincidentally, at the exact same time, in my hometown, in Dagenham, in East London, of course, famously, an all-female-led group of factory workers organized the world's first all-female industrial strike. Hmm. So famous, of course, that they made a movie about it called Made in Dagenham. Hmm. It was at Ford's, at the Ford's Motor Factory. Yeah. So I just love the spiritual connection between my two hometowns.
Yeah.
At exactly the same time, female workers were making real headway in blue-collar work in very different ways, but they were doing it. So I love that. And that's what this new tour does. You get from it what you choose to take.
Hmm.
You know, so if, for example, you want childhood memories, you've got the Dragon Playground. If you want religious institutions, you've got the Liangshan Shuanglin Monastery, the oldest Buddhist monastery in Singapore.
Is that the one that faces the expressway there?
No, that's a different one. I think you're thinking
the real colorful one.
Yeah, that leads in from the CTE. That's a different one.
Yeah.
But you've also got the Masjid.
The PAE.
Yes. Yeah. The Muhajirin, the first mosque in Singapore to have been built with the support of contributions from the Mosque Building Fund. Toa Payoh Town Park, one of the first HDB parks in Singapore. Even if you want sports, if you've got a sports interest, the first athletic village in Singapore was in Toa Payoh for the 1973 Southeast Asian Peninsula Games, then known as the SEAP Games.
Hmm.
They've still got some of the blocks where the athletes stayed.
Right. And that's where the track is and the pool
just
and
across,
everything?
Literally near the fair price.
Yeah.
So whatever you want, it has it. You've got 29 heritage sites, 10 heritage trail markers, and this to me is what the people's history should be. It should be tactile experiences showcasing the town's people. No more, no less. And that's exactly what the Toa Payoh Heritage Trail does so well.
Fantastic. Now, we've got a question. If I'm not wrong, Aloysius Lee says, if I'm not wrong, Toa Payoh was the oldest estate. But what about Queenstown? I thought Queenstown was...
Yes, this comes up a lot. Queenstown is the oldest town, is the oldest housing estate. In fact, it predates independence. There are blocks there that were built by the British, what was then called the SIT, the forerunner to HDB.
Mm.
But Toa Payoh is considered the first complete satellite town, meaning all amenities are there. Sports centres, schools, hospitals, clinics, parks, sports stadiums, and so on. So Toa Payoh is considered the first complete satellite town with all amenities. But it's a very good question. Thank you. You've gone quiet again. Why have you gone quiet again?
And that is our beautiful place for today.
Beautiful Places with Neil Humphreys on Weekend Mornings with Glenn Van Zutphen on Money FM 89.3. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.